Hi, this is John Thomas. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcasts, I wrote a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. People always ask me about it, say, John, that's just crazy. I've always been heavy. I've always been fat. I've just gotten fatter. I have no chance of ever weighing less. It's impossible. You're just nuts. I say, no, you don't understand the issue. You don't understand the problem. Don't understand how to make it go away, and I will tell you all those things. Again, I do not want a penny of your money. I'm doing this because everybody else is doing the wrong thing. Before we get into that, let's go over a few points, which I believe, if you've been listening, and you should have been, where we are and what you understand. Number one, let's not forget this. If you're fat or overweight or obese or heavy, you made yourself that way. Don't forget it. Food didn't jump in your mouth. Food just lays there. You have to reach your hand out, take it, put it in your mouth on purpose, knowing you're getting fat or heavy or obese or overweight or whatever it is you want to call yourself. Number two, you are keeping yourself at the weight that you say you hate and makes you unhappy. Really? Really, John, that's crazy. I hate it. I can't stand it. Only a lunatic would do this. I'm losing my mind. It's bad for my health. My clothes don't fit. My social life is in tatters. What do you mean I'm keeping myself there? you know exactly what to do to weigh less. It wasn't a big shock. It's not news. You know this. You can't do it. That's the problem. You won't let yourself weigh less. Anytime, if you ever fought yourself down, and I mean fought yourself down 10, 20, 30, 50 pounds, you've gained it right back. Why would you do something that stupid, that idiotic? You wouldn't. You're a logical person. You probably hold down a job. You may have a family. You may have relationships. You can deal with them. The one thing you can't deal with is your weight. And nobody can. Now, you know, people talk about losing weight, losing weight. I want to lose. John, tell me how to lose 10, 20 pounds. Forget it. You're not going to permanently lose weight. All programs for losing weight are based on some sort of deprivation of foods or from foods that you like to put in your mouth, you've historically liked, and you need those foods. Sooner or later, you're going to go back to those foods. You will not accept deprivation in a permanent sense. You know, it's really interesting. Everybody talks about losing weight, losing weight. Mrs. Obama has a big program on childhood obesity. It will fail like everything else has failed. Why? Because as we discussed, your weight is a symptom. It is not the cause. If you went to a doctor with a rash, you don't want him to scratch off the spots. Or chicken pox, if you have it, you have a pain. No, you want the doctor to find the cause of it and stop and make the cause go away. Everybody is trying to make the symptom go away. Weight is a symptom. Remember that. It's not the problem. Everybody says there's obesity crisis, obesity crisis. Let me tell you, there is no obesity crisis. What you have is hundreds of millions of people putting too much food in their mouths. That's a problem. The weight is what happens as a result of millions and millions of people putting too much food in their mouth. It's really simple. Think about it. Now, the problem is not a logical problem. If it were logical, you would say to yourself, you know, that's just crazy. I'm unhappy. I'm going to stop eating, putting so much food in my mouth. You call it eating. I don't. I call it putting food in your mouth, because eating is putting food in your mouth. You taste it. You chew it. You swallow it. That's it. It's all you get. The whole eating is a brief period of time that food is in your mouth. Now, we're going to get you to the point where you understand why you've been doing this and how to eliminate it. As I told you before, and it's really important, that you do things for emotional reasons. You are trying to satisfy your emotional needs with food. That's what hundreds and hundreds of millions of people do. When you don't have enough affection, love, friendship, acceptance, belonging, or other things you value emotionally, you put food in your mouth. You may not think about it, you know, discuss it. Just automatically happens. It's a knee-jerk reaction. And if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're frustrated, if you're concerned about things, what do? You put some food in your mouth. Now, really what you should do is go back over all the times you put food in your mouth, or you call it eating. Ask yourself why you did it. Really, why'd you do it? You did it because it wasn't just a taste of the food, it's the emotional reaction you have. This is one of the lessons. Do it to yourself. There's no. You don't get a grade for this. What you do is you weigh an awful lot less once you figure out how to do this and just go over it with me. Look, next time you put food in your mouth, this food you like, I always talk about chocolate cake, could be anything. You put the food in your mouth, you chew it, and you taste it. What is it doing for you? It's not just the taste. What is the taste doing for you? What is having the security of food in your mouth doing for you? How do you feel about it? Because it's that reaction that is keeps you putting all that food in your mouth. You like the way it tastes. You roll the food around in your mouth. It may be sweet, it may be sour, it may be meat, chicken, anything you like. It does something for you beside nourishment. If you just ate food for nourishment, you would weigh exactly what you wanted to weigh. You wouldn't be an ounce overweight. Why would you? Because it would be idiotic and stupid, and you would make yourself unhappy. So, what is it that is keeping you doing this? As I say, you don't get a grade for this. What you do is free yourself from all the emotional needs that have been holding you captive. Let me tell you, let's say you weigh 150, 180, 200, 300, I don't care. That's how you perceive yourself. You perceive yourself as a person who weighs, let's say, 180. And you may always have perceived yourself that way. You may have always been what you consider to be heavy or fat. And you look at the world through the eyes of a 180-pound person or 200 or 220-pound person. You look at food that way. When I say to you, hey, you can eliminate your need for all that food, you say, John, that's just crazy. I can't change my spots. That's who I am. That's how I am. That's how I've always been. And I tell you, nonsense. It's so easy. When you realize it, when you grasp onto it, you do it, you say, oh my gosh, the whole thing was a mistake. I could have been so much happier. It would have been so much easier to live my life happy than as opposed to being heavy or fat. Look, do this. Next time you put any food in your mouth, chew it for a while, taste it, say, what is it doing for me? Why did I eat this food? If I weigh 30 or 50 or 100 pounds too much, or I'm not happy with it, why are you doing it? When you do this several times, even more, you'll begin to feel what it is. Feel what it does for you. It's that feeling, whether it's security or avoidance of depression or maybe affection or love or whatever the food means to you, that's causing you to do it. That's really the problem. And people say, John, you repeat yourself, you're repetitive, you say the same thing too much. I say, no, you can't say it enough. You can't do this enough. You do it until you grasp it. It's really not hard. Think about it. All you're doing it by yourself. You don't report to anyone. Just put some food in your mouth, and when you do, say, why am I doing this? Do something that you really like. Let's say something you know is not going to help your weight situation. Why are you doing it? It's really important. I will tell you, do it a few times, and you begin to grasp it. Say, oh my gosh, I'm doing this because, and whatever your because is. Then we'll get to the point where we continue to do it. You won't have it be necessary anymore. You won't need food to get that feeling that is keeping you to doing it. You say, John, that's not possible. I will tell you it is. And lots of people have done it. And you can too. It takes no time. It costs you nothing. There is no diet. There is no exercise. And it's free. What a deal. Just do it. You can do it. You do it in the privacy of your own home 100 times a day. But instead of just putting food in your mouth and say, oh, God, that tasted good, say, how does it make me feel? It's not the taste that's keeping the food there. It's not that at all. It's how it makes you feel. Remember, you are using food in an effort to satisfy emotional needs. It's an emotional problem. People don't want to think they have an emotional problem. I say, get over it. You do. Don't argue with me. I'm not the one calling you names. You're the one with the emotional problem, and you're the one who's got to solve it. And I will tell you, it's not hard to solve it. It's really easy. Just do what I say. You have put food in your mouth hundreds of times a day. When you do, think, why am I doing this? I weigh X pounds too many. I'm unhappy doing it. I would really love to weigh a lot less. Say, fine, then why are you doing it? Really. Think about it. Do it. We'll continue this in my future podcast. Stay tuned. Listen, and thank you all for your emails. Really, this is easy. And when you get to the end of the day, you'll become a new person. You'll become a person who you really are, unburdened by the emotional needs that are forcing you to put all that food in your mouth all the time. And I would tell you again and again and again, when you complete this, you can weigh anything you want. If you weigh 200 and you want to weigh 150, it'll be easy as pie. I don't mean apple pie or cherry pie. I mean easy. Not to worry. You won't worry about food. Food will no longer have any emotional component to you. Food will just be nourishment. We'll continue this on the next podcast. This is John Thomas. Goodbye.